And what we're going to cover is choice of entity kind of from the standpoint of the Tax Act, and we're going to cover we're going to try to cover everything other than that new partnership deduction, pass-through deduction, that another group is going to cover while we're here. And the way we're going to do it, Brady's going to run through a fact pattern first. And this fact pattern, we did this at the American Bar Association business law section recently. And this fact pattern came from Byron Egan and a group of lawyers from Delaware. So Brady, you want to tell them about it?
Yes, this fact pattern helps kind of lay the ground for our chart that we'll show you in a few minutes. That kind of, we put the whole Tax Reform Act on one page so that when you're working through a deal, you say, how does that work? You can look back and see, like, oh, here's where that is. Like my situation, there's the provision. You can click on it and go to the outline for a description on that provision. So the basic fact pattern is there's an S corporation with some investors, and they're in talks with an investor group to come into their group, and they're thinking that the way they want to do it is drop their assets down into a limited liability company, but they have a couple different options to do that. So this is the information that is received on basic first telephone conversation with a client, and then after some due diligence, you learn of a debt owed to the bank, and that F has been verbally promised 5% interest in the company. And so I have to take that into consideration.
Okay, so let's go back, Brady, let's go back to slide one. Okay, so here, this is based on a telephone call, and what we're doing is we're giving you the Tax Act in a transactional approach, okay? So because for me, it takes me just reading the Tax Act just without anything else is very difficult. I have to have some context of how this might apply, which is what we're aiming for today in our last slide.